Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Again, a happy Passover week as well as Easter weekend for everyone across the country. You know, there's nothing like having a plan for a radio show segment and then having your guest text you about 45 minutes beforehand and says, I think I want to scrap that. I've got a much more relevant topic. So, of course, I'm being as flexible and pliable and change-oriented as I can, and I welcome Bruce Frankel, of course, to the show. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Zara. It's good to keep you on your toes.
You know what? You're one. You can do it. In fact, for those of you that are streaming us live or have got your mobile phone in front of you, I'd like you to go out and search, whether that be Google, Bing, etc., CaregiverCorps.com or Caregiver Corps, excuse me, and it'll bring out some links so you can track what we're all about today, because Bruce and I actually, in more 104.1 The Truth fashion this morning, are going to want to give you a call to action to join into a potential movement. So with that, Bruce, take it away.
Well, I'm delighted that you agreed to be flexible, and I know that this is an issue that matters a lot to you as well.
Absolutely. So
I guess I should say that the other day I received an email from someone telling me about this wonderful idea put forth by a woman named Janice Lynch Schuster, a science writer in the Washington area. She lives in Annapolis, and she works for, she's a senior writer for Alterum Institute. And she put forth this, she was in a blog, in an online chat on elder care the other day, and as a result of it, she put forth the idea of a caregiver corps that would be like the Peace Corps, and she put a petition up on the White House petition site, and this is trying to gain traction for 100,000 signatures by April 5th to support this idea so that it can pass the threshold for getting noticed by the White House and getting some movement. So I heard about this at the very moment that I am undergoing something of a caregiver crisis myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother having become ill recently in Florida and my having to come from Massachusetts. And so I'm facing all of the many difficulties that 60 million Americans around the country face.
And that is, of course, being caregivers for someone in our family. Now, Bruce, you're also not a first-time individual exposed to this topic, of course, because you're a member of the Life Planning Network, and we had a group of you and your colleagues on last month, it was, to talk about your new book called Live Smart After 50, and essentially dealing with these uncertain times. And one of those hot topics is, you know, caregiving for the caregivers, let alone planning, making plans for ourselves. But Caregiver Corps is really this idea of how we can rally and bolster up and create a venue to provide more people to help individuals who've come through the episodes like you've dealt with your mom this week.
Absolutely. I mean, the kernel of this idea is that there are all kinds of young people graduating from college and who can't get jobs. Millennials are the highest unemployed population in America at the moment. On the one hand, on the other hand, we have an absolutely devastating need and rising crisis for caregiver and help for frail elderly across the United States. I mean, the statistics are bad now, and they're going to get progressively worse unless we act and do something. And so, yes, it really is time for a call to action. You know, boomers have traditionally, they pride themselves on having raised the cry against the war in Vietnam or for women's liberation or for desegregation and civil rights. Well, there's no more pressing social need in America now than this issue. And if we don't do something about it, boomers themselves aging at 10,000 a day or turning 65 right. are quickly going to find themselves victims of a system that is already hurting elderly across the United States.
So Caregiver Corps, of course, is not about engaging individuals of any age, actually, to do the kind of things we expect our trained and licensed health professionals to do. But so many times people go through the episodes through the hospitals, and it's the day after. How in the world are you going to cope now with restricted, you know, abilities to move around your home, or, you know, just even the idea that you've lost muscle mass after being in rehab for several months to try to regain, you know, doing the common, ordinary things we might otherwise take for granted.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in my situation, so my mother is a good example. She's been wonderfully independent for her whole life. She's 91, and she had heart surgery, and now the question is, can she regain muscle strength and go back to her life? And I flew down from Massachusetts, but I can't stay here indefinitely. And that's true for many caregivers. So the question is, who's going to be there to support them? And one of the, you know, devastating statistics is that I think 50% of Americans, elder Americans who end up in institutions are elderly who don't have no family available to care for them, and so they end up in nursing homes, while only 7% of those who have a family caregiver are in institutional settings. So, I mean, if on a humane level, it's one thing. On an economic level, it's another. If people are worried about the budget and how much money this country is spending, if only on an economic level, if not on a human level, this is an issue that couldn't be more important to the economy.
Well, and I'd also think that if you kind of turn it in another way, what a wonderful opportunity to get the various generations in a place of collaborating together. I mean, anyone who's had the opportunity, I won't say now the burden, of caring for an elder person, that the time of storytelling exchanges and learning again through the eyes of someone who has significant life experience and reawakens just an appreciation. It's a beautiful experience if we can, you know, put it in that right context for anyone that touches into it.
I agree. I mean, this is could be an awesome opportunity for young people, and, you know, for young people to learn about through the eyes of older people. We've become a society segregated and ageist, and this could be a great opportunity to help eliminate ageism, to give young people a chance to learn, to develop skills if they were interested in science or medicine, a chance to, as they graduate college, see the world through both different eyes, professionally and humanly, and to learn experience. And I might add, it might also, if we could gather 100,000 signatures and get traction for this idea, it might also be something that could open opportunities for older Americans who are phasing into encore careers. And Janice Lynn Schuster has suggested this might be used as a valuable mechanism through which graduating college students could pay back or get credit against their college debts. And as we all know, college debt is a massive issue today.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, and I think there's other models that would verify that is a very enticing possibility. If you look over in Europe, for example, in Germany, I know this specifically, is that all high school graduates have a choice, either to go get involved in social services for 18 months, I believe, or join one of the branches of the military. Same way in Israel, is that young people are actually required to do military service, which turns out to be exposure to phenomenal technology, networks of individuals, so on and so forth. So talk about, you know, not per se a sabbatical of maybe what they had hoped to do with their career, but actually a way to really ignite, ground, and jumpstart your careers.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I have spoken in the past about how in Israel that two-year service upon graduation from high school in the service has made Israel a nation with its small population of phenomenal startups, having
yes,
the greatest percentage of successful entrepreneurs and successful high-tech ventures in the world. And one of the reasons is because young people learn something valuable early on. The same could be true for us in this country in terms of delivery of health care and in care of people as they age and in creating a different way of living as we age. And, you know, right now we're, you know, really in danger. And we have an opportunity to do something about it. And this is a great idea by which it could be done.
For those of you who just turned in, we're speaking with Bruce Frankel. You can learn more about Bruce's writing, his books, his articles, his editorial work on Bruce Frankel, FRANKEL.net. And we're speaking about a movement that Janice Lynn Schuster, based out of Maryland, has ignited. And hopefully a petition you'll be open to considering. You can go and Google Caregiver Corps, C-O-R-P-S, and from that link, get into the White House petition system and click Yes, You Support. Janice and others are trying to generate a movement to get 100,000 signatures by April 5th. I want you to know I hit my lucky number this morning when I opted in. My lucky number is 13 with a double zeros after that. So perhaps those of us listening today and those of you picking up this as a podcast afterwards could take action and be part of that. Bruce, I think a lot of people kind of have this stereotypical view of who a caregiver is, right? It's women that maybe also have care for younger children, but actually the statistics show us here nationwide, at least in the U.S., that it's about 50-50 men versus women, isn't it?
Yeah, it's becoming much more. Once upon a time, that stereotype was correct, but today men are increasingly becoming caregivers. Men still are more likely to be caregivers long distance, and women are still more likely to be the hands-on caregivers, but increasingly that is becoming true, that it's 50-50, and, you know, probably if you were looking for a picture of the caregiver, the typical caregiver would be a 46-year-old baby boomer woman with some college education who works and spends more than 20 hours a week caring for her mother who lives nearby. That would be your absolute typical, but we know that something like 7 out of 10 caregivers say they care for at least one person, and they spend about 4 years doing so. And the costs and consequences of that are enormous. Both, you know, you can look at this so many ways. You know, you can look at it, what it deprives. Janice Lynch-Schuster talks about the time, treasures, and talents that are that we have an opportunity to use and are currently going away. So with something like the Caregiver Corps that she has proposed, you know, we could potentially tap into the time, treasure, and talents of all the millennials who are out there looking for work and kids who are about going to be graduating college. And at the same time, the time, treasure, and talents of older adults who, you know, have a lot of experience and knowledge, and as we've seen when we've talked about entrepreneurs in the past, we know that the greatest percentage of successful entrepreneurs are not actually young people, but are older people who understand how to make things work. What a great possibility for, you know, to give meaning and purpose on both sides of the age spectrum.
Well, and nevertheless, and as well, do some you know, do some field research at the same time to be able to understand some invaluable products that could help the elderly. My husband and I happen to have a wonderful individual in our family circle, and just getting the chance to give him a remote device that he can carry around his neck, and with it a touch of a button, it immediately goes into a 911 connection point, has offered him a layer of security and maintained his independent living by having that sense. And the same for us. He lives across town. And lo and behold, he had to use that in the past week or so, succumbing to pneumonia. And he's on the path to better health, of course. But the idea of that technology treasure that, by the way, came from a different device and transported over was by a more senior, experienced individual who became very aware of what was happening in this aging population situation.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking as you were saying that, too. You know, there's so many simple things that could help people maintain their independence and their lives and their sense of well-being that could be aided. I mean, whether it's, you know, helping someone to shop or reading a book, mm-hmm. or just checking in and spending valuable time with them, or so they're not forced to sit all day idly isolated. Isolation, we've discussed this too in the past, is really a tremendous problem across, I mean, it's maybe the greatest problem. Is it, and when people are isolated, they become depressed. And, you know,
and yeah, and you've even said, you know, to turn that around, you've been encouraging us through all of your work on brain research and longevity in life. It isn't just our nutrition, our health and fitness, but it's our social connections. And so thus really staving away the concerns of isolation.
Absolutely. And, you know, my mind just starts to reel at all the opportunities. Mm-hmm. We know from research, for instance, that people who volunteer have better well-being and live longer. I mean, and when volunteering starts at an earlier age, that becomes even more evident in the statistics that people who volunteer earlier in life tend to be volunteers longer in life and tend to live longer with more well-being. So here's another way in which starting something like the Caregiver Corps could create a pathway to public service for a new generation.
Yeah.
And it could have very positive long-term benefit for that generation itself.
You know, it's interesting. And by the way, we're speaking with Bruce Frankel. You can learn more about Bruce's work at brucefrankel.net. And the idea here is being put forth by Janice Lynch Schuster, who's with the Alterum Research Organization based out of Maryland. Google Caregiver Corps and consider, please, opting in and being part of a petition to wake up our national consciousness officially to address a possibility of establishing organization, a not-for-profit. Bruce, you know, the other piece of it is, it's interesting right now in college graduate circles that many students who are either undecided of what perhaps specifically where direction they want to go, or they want to do a stint in the altruistic venue, as you suggested, that the competition to get one of the spots in Teach for America is extraordinary. And that is a total shift of a nonprofit now that's deploying young people in a certain section of them to really focus on STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics side to spur the scientific advancement. What great model to apply, and I think that's what Janice is putting forward, the same concept in the area of caregiving.
Absolutely. And, you know, another element, I think this is true, I vaguely remember this, but the emphasis in Teach for America is on STEM, on science and technology and engineering and so forth. There are the majority of graduates, though, are from colleges are coming out with liberal arts degrees, history, philosophy, English, literature.
You bet, variety.
And they are not getting the opportunity because mm-hmm. they're not filled in those ways. And so that's a whole other huge resource that we have. And I've also been looking recently at research coming out of Israel in particular, but other places, that has shown that that exposure to artistic experience,
yeah,
art, dance, improvisation,
mm-hmm.
Can do enormous good for the brain. And so why not use these people young people who have these other talents. I mean, you know, yes, I, you know, it's great that we have people who want to go on and teach in school in the science and so forth, but, you know, what about all these other people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. There's nothing that sparks up, that crosses generations than art, dance, performances, right? And, you know, I would suspect, too, that a lot of us, I know I was heavily involved in theater and the arts in high school and college, but then I kind of got it squished out of me as I got more focused on the other sides of the career thing. So why not grab onto it and hold onto it and use it in the venue of, you know, the spark of life with the elderly?
Absolutely. You know, a simple thing like accompanying an elderly person to a performance or to see an art museum or to talk about art or to bring a book and discuss. I mean, these are great gifts, and this is a valuable prescription that no one is getting, you know, who's stuck alone somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. So again, our listeners, please, a call to action. Go out and Google Caregiver Corps, C-O-R-P-S, and get an opportunity to review, opt in, and hit that button to help support this movement that we're talking about this morning about bridging that gap between opportunity of time, treasure, talents, to match it with a need. Bruce, thanks so much for your energy about this topic. I really wish you and your mom well, and know that you're part of the Caregiver Corps by design, right, as favored son here to work with your mom, and keep us posted on her progress, too.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, and I greatly appreciate your giving support to Janice Schuster's idea for the Caregiver Corps.
Absolutely great. We'll talk to you real soon, Bruce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.